Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR, I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for listening. Don't forget you can find us online at jeffexchange.org. Time now to explore the concept of one person's trash as another person's treasure. The context is art. Art students learning sculpture at Southern Oregon University learn to work in a variety of substances. Those include things other people have used and thrown away. Some of the sculpture includes using trash and recycled materials with the full blessing of Recology, which provides garbage and recycling pickup service in Ashland. Three guests are here to talk about this. Michael Parker is an associate professor of sculpture at Southern Oregon University. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
Chella Foster is a visiting artist working currently at SOU. Thank you, Chella, for joining us.
Thank you.
And Gary Blake is with us. He's the general manager of Recology Ashland. Gary, good to see you.
Glad to be here.
Michael Parker, start us off. It might help to talk about a definition of sculpture. Clearly, it is not just chipping things out of blocks of stone.
No, it is no longer only a reductive or additive process, which is what so many of us kind of come to think of what sculpture is. But sculpture today is kind of like a bag of cats. Bursting at the seam, a bunch of cats. If you imagine 15 cats bursting. So sculpture can be just about anything. It can be anything and anywhere. And so that's what sculpture is today, I think.
Does it just have to be in three dimensions? Is that this?
You know, it can be in four dimensions. It can be a time-based. It can be even something with performative elements. It can be something as much as just an idea. It can be a digital application on your cell phone that creates some sort of alternative reality. It can be a moment of calm looking at something and just paying deep attention. I think sculpture can just be just about anything. But I think one thing about sculpture is it's about asking questions as opposed to having an answer.
Sounds like my field. How did the partnership with Recology come about?
About a year ago, I got an email, and I'm going to hand it over to Gary for that next part of the story. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Gary, okay. Blake, take it away.
Yeah. So I have been in Ashland now for 7 years. And since joining the company Recology, I've learned about the artist in residence programs that they have.
Yeah, Recology has quite a few things going on for artists around the system.
They do. And in fact, part of my interview process was a visit to corporate headquarters down in San Francisco. And I went down there, and after having lunch with the C-suite, and the CEO took me back to the office, and he talked through the Artisan Residence Program and kind of the reason behind it, and he took a lot of interest in it. In fact, we probably spent 2 hours just going through and reviewing the artwork on the walls. And I came back from that experience to Ashland, and getting to know Ashland, I thought, we need this program in Ashland. What a wonderful community. So then I grappled with the next 4 or 5 years trying to figure out how to actually do it. So a little more than a year ago, I contacted the university with the thought that maybe we could forge a partnership. Because one of the limitations that we have here in Ashland is that we are we're a pretty relatively small operation. And so to be able to fund a full-blown artisan residence program, including renting studios and having a gallery and all the, you know, equipment and machinery to create art, that's a big endeavor to undertake for us financially. So the university, I thought, might be a wonderful partnership. So that's how it all came to be. Just trying to get this vision, this dream of an artisan residence program in Ashland established. And so the emails were started flying, and that's how it got started.
And how did that strike you when you first heard from Gary, Michael Parker?
Well, it was a great question, right? It was like, could this be possible? And as an artist who I moved here right before the pandemic, and actually I was on the radio with you 2 years ago, right before the Art Beyond, the Schneider Museum's outdoor initiative to bring art to the mm-hmm. Rogue Valley. And I was talking about a toddler sculpture that I made about toddler obsessions in the pandemic. But as a longtime artist who came from Los Angeles prior to moving here and who grew up in New York, I was always amazed by garbage trucks, as so many people are. And as I became an artist, as a young artist, I learned about an artist project named by an artist named Merrill Laterman Euclides, who was an artist in New York City in the 70s, who came up with this idea that she wanted to shake the hand of every single sanitation worker in the city of New York. And she did it. And it took a few years because there's so many. And she basically met and had conversations with and did ride-alongs and really engaged with the folks who deal with our refuse, who deal with the discarded, who deal with the forgotten. And since I kind of learned about that project, I've been mesmerized by how artists, and that's an example of a sculpture, just a handshake.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, you mentioned a performative aspect.
And
of
so
it,
that was that was a sculpture of that's just a handshake, but it kind of sat so deeply. And so when I got this email, I said, This is wonderful. And so I started talking to Chella, who is actually a student here at SOU, who's a senior here at SOU. And she's one of our four cohort members of this inaugural group of artists in residence at Recology. And so about a year ago, I got this email. I said, Chella, check out this email. And I think we can make this happen. And so we started talking about it. And Chella came in as a two-dimensional artist to SOU, but took a sculpture.
Did two-dimensional art.
Two-dimensional art. Drawing and painting and photo. And I actually had her in a class right before the pandemic hit, the one course I took in person. And Chella really established herself as somebody who was curious about how to use tools and how to manipulate materials and really was effective at it intuitively right when she got here. And so over, now it's been 3 years of basically learning how to use tools and learning how to do all this stuff and learning how to make just about anything she can figure out. So over the last year, we've been talking about this residency and it was an obvious part of the idea coming to fruition.
I was able, Chella Foster, to track down some of your work online, and you have worked in quite a few different media. What are the kinds of things that inspire you?
I get really interested in specific materials. I like to use art as an opportunity to like do my own kinds of research. In the past, I've done really long artistic processes involving tree sap, involving lithium and the lithia water here. And this is one of the reasons why I'm really excited to take part in this residency, because I'm excited to kind of have the opportunity to look at the objects and materials that other people have as large parts of their lives.
The work I have seen, like the oil paintings exhibited at Liberty Arts in Wairika, are quite representational. But how about the sculpture? Have you stuck with that track, or is it a bit more abstract?
It can be a little bit all over the place. I'm very curious. I like to try everything out. There's a wide range. I've done things like building a like tent that humans can walk inside of, that the ceiling is made of purified tree sap that I collected around Ashland over the course of a year. And more recently, I've done things like a socially engaged project where I crowdsourced descriptions of the lithia water from Ashland residents and tourists, and then used the lithia water to sculpt those phrases, as well as a 9-foot-tall found object sculpture that was reminiscent of the fountains in Lithia Park, combined with other kind of water systems that are meaningful in lithium worldwide.
What comes first for you, concept or materials, or does it really depend on the project?
There's a big overlap. There's a big overlap. Usually I like to look into a material that's interesting and figure out the concepts that are important to it.
We're talking about artists making art from refuse, from trash and recycling, with the blessing and, in fact, with the approval and structure of Recology Ashland, which picks up trash and recycling in Ashland and some neighboring towns. Gary Blake from Recology is here. Chella Foster, you just heard, student at Southern Oregon University. Michael Parker, associate professor of sculpture. You can join us by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So in addition to laying out a general framework of an artist in residence program, not quite like it's done at some of the other Recology offices. What sorts of things did you lay out for how to get materials, when to get materials, any of that, Gary?
Well, that's a great question. One of our top of mind items, of course, is safety, along with the just normal functioning of our transfer station with the traffic that comes and goes and our own trucks that drop waste off at the facility. So there's some patterns that occur at the transfer station that sometimes are better than other times to have scavenger artists up there picking through the discards. And so generally those are mornings, Monday through Friday, because our own commercial trucks start rolling in, and they roll in all afternoon. And so when you've got the public bringing their discards and then our own trucks showing up, it can be quite busy in the afternoon. So those are prime times. And then all
day
Saturday.
Are there requirements for things like steel-toed boots or hazmat suits? I mean, you're working around some what could be some fairly nasty materials.
Yes, we have a list of safety protocols and items. So, for example, you know, one of the first things is we make sure that, you know, they've all got high visibility vests. And then we've got some rules around a lot of communication and coordination with our spotter, who is there just to prevent people from getting in trouble with, you know, the vehicles and the people. And so there's a lot of communication and coordination that goes on there. And then we've got some rules, for example, not climbing up on piles, things just really to kind of keep people safe.
Chela, I saw you nodding just a moment ago. So you've been through this process a few times now, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, we just had our first on-site visit last Friday. So it was kind of an orientation where we got to see how everything worked. And yeah, it's really exciting to see the ways that we're going to be kept safe while kind of getting to choreograph our way through big moving things and like large objects and like lots of different people and established systems. Yeah, so there's definitely a lot of safety protocols that were really pushed for us. And yeah.
You have some record then of working with found objects in your art, though, but mm-hmm. did you ever envision quite what that involves, going out to the mm-hmm. the transfer station where the trash is dumped by folks and then taken off to the landfill?
I mean, it's kind of a dream come true, honestly, because yeah, I'm really interested in scavenged materials, and like I've said, I've worked with found objects recently, but it's been kind of things that I just happen to be able to get my hands on. I've had to like really source things and figure out how I can find them. But this way, we're kind of like going right to the source. Like, this is where everybody brings their stuff when they don't want it.
And so is it limited to, is it trash and recycling or just trash, Gary?
Well, it could be. We have some recycling up there, metal recycling, you know, woody materials. So they're, all of it's fair game in terms of what they can pick through and recover.
And Michael Parker, with your history of sculpture and identifying it very broadly, I mean, what has this been like for you to get out there in the midst of all that?
I mean, for me as an artist, it's been it's a dream come true to see, and as a teaching artist here, and somebody who's, you know, whose intention is to commit to this place, you know, and commit to this school and commit to this artisan residency. I mean, to be an artist who's been here for three and a half years and to have this opportunity for my students over hopefully will be an annual, you know, event, an annual application. And so we were planning in the art kind of our adjudication of who we were going to pick for this initial two people. We were initially going to have just two students, but we had more than that apply. And while myself and the other art professors and the Recology team were kind of adjudicating and looking at the application portfolios, looking at the kind of short essays that students wrote about, we realized that we had this kind of golden opportunity, because this was the first time, to create a cohort, to create learning across age and discipline. And so as opposed to just having, say, two seniors, most likely, accepted it as our inaugural cohort, we accepted four students. And so it's really exciting. So we have Shelby Hammond, who's one of our students, who is a senior. And she actually has a show up right now. Thumb War is the title of the exhibition at the Retzlaff Gallery at the Center for Visual Arts over in by the Schneider Museum. And that show is great. It's up through February 11th. Plug for Shelby right now. And then we also have Zoe Campbell, who's a first-year student and really came in her application material only with paintings that she had done before she even got to SOU. But we just thought that she had the right attitude, she was excited about it, and she was curious. And curiosity goes a long way. And right now I have her in my sculpture class, and she was all totally paying attention on a technical demo the other day, and I was really excited to have Zoe in there. And then we have Ethan Craigmile, who was actually one of my students in the first quarter I ever taught online here at SOU, right as the pandemic hit. And I'm really excited to see what Ethan as we were driving away from the dump, we were kind of all talking, digesting what we saw, what was interesting. And Ethan was just amazed by the birds and the cows and the beauty right around the Valley View station. So this is not like, you know, the dump that you think of. So if you haven't been out to the Valley View Transfer Station, bring some trash for us.
Okay, so just a couple seconds left. I mean, when will people get a chance to see the sculptures that come out of this project?
The plan is a summer show. So normally at the CVA galleries, we don't have a summer show, but we do now.
Okay. Well, we'll be looking for that. This is coming out of the Artist in Residence program from Recology Ashland. Gary Blake, the general manager there. Michael Parker, associate professor of sculpture at Southern Oregon University. And Chella Foster, a senior student and artist. Thanks so much, all of you, for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Short break on The Exchange. We'll come back and talk about the arts in a different sense. Stay tuned.